Hello and welcome to another Main Yarn podcast. This is episode 76, brought to you by Knitwith Yarn Shop.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, I'm Julie.
I'm Jen.
Great. So what do we got for our viewers?
Oh, this month we have finished objects.
Oh my goodness.
Last time we didn't, and now we do.
Yeah.
We made up for it.
Boy, do we.
Hey, look, I'm scrolling even though it's over there.
And we're going to talk about what we're working on.
Yeah. And what we want to work on next, of course.
We'll talk about making stuff, maybe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we've got another interview for you. Yeah. So that's, should we tell them who it is now or make them wait?
Yeah, okay. We can tell them. Okay. We can tell them.
Yeah, so Tin Can Knits has joined us for a brief interview. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun getting to know Emily and Alexa a little bit. So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
But first, yes. I have some exciting news.
Yes, it's so exciting.
New in the shop, we have Main Yarn Podcast Swag.
Yes.
So there's t-shirts. There's maybe stickers. I bought a sticker to see what the quality was.
Yeah.
And if I like it, it'll be there. Mm-hmm. Oh, and coffee mugs. I don't know where my coffee mug is. Yes, it didn't come in yet. So, different t-shirts. This is a cool, like, hooded one with long sleeves for, you know, perfect for walking around Rhinebeck or wherever you find yourself this fall.
It's a nice weight as well.
Yeah. So, it's our refreshed design, similar to the old design, but many of you probably didn't get the old design because I think we only made two.
Yeah, I think we did.
And that was back before we had the technology to actually make things in bulk.
And I like how you chose the colors.
Thank you.
The green to represent you and the purple to represent me, I think.
I think those are also officially like the Knitwith colors too.
Oh, yeah.
Because we love them together.
Yeah.
So, So to get these, you go to knitwithportland.com and just search for Main Yarn Podcast apparel swag. I forget what I called it, but it's under the apparel. I think it's probably in one of the drop downs. It says Main Yarn Podcast stuff or swag. I forget what I called it. We'll include links in the podcast notes for this as well.
So you guys will figure it out. We have every confidence.
Super excited.
Yes.
So yay.
Yay.
We're all official now. So share your Main Yarn Podcast love with everybody who sees you.
Yes.
Or at least with your coffee drinking buddies and your coffee cup.
Yeah. I have a Knitwith coffee mug, actually, and it makes me happy every time I use it, so I'm sure that my Main Yarn Podcast mug, which
and,
I will be
and I'm drinking out of a Rising Tide cup.
Yeah,
just so hi Heather,
just to share the love.
So Heather came to our retreat last year and brought her Rising Tide beer, so we'll be sure to have that again next year. Everyone loved that.
Rising Tide is a local brewery in Portland. And Heather Sanborn is one of the owners and also knitter extraordinaire.
Yes, she has really gone down the rabbit hole with us into all things knitting.
Yes.
So, you quickly. Love that.
Gone down the Angora rabbit hole. But when we're not wearing our Main Yarn Podcast swag, what are we wearing?
So, I am wearing the Third Coast, finally finished. It took me just over a year when I looked at my starting date and my ending date in Ravelry. Which is pretty good since I do, obviously I'm not a monogamous knitter, but it is so soft. This is in Emma's Yarn Drapey DK, and I just love it. This is the Plant Lady colorway. It's like this pink with these tiny little flecks of green in it, and it's so soft and so cozy. I've been wearing it all the time, so just love it.
Great.
And that's my finished object.
Yes, one of them.
One of my finished objects. Yes. Yeah. How about you? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing one of my finished objects, and I feel like I need to stand up.
Go for it.
So it is a cropped tee. So this is the Allie's tee. I'm standing behind the computer, so you can't tell, but it's got some very nice color work on it.
Come towards me.
I
there
need
you
to
go.
Think backwards. Anyway, it's a cropped tee. So, but there's some very nice color work. This is the one I talked about where choosing the contrasting color was tough. But I do really
love
like
the way it came out.
Yeah,
it's
thanks.
Like just, and then there's the speckles that were just happened with the yarn.
Yeah,
but it makes it look like your triangles kind of like speckled out.
Yeah. Awesome. Do really like it. It's a short sleeve tee, so actually I haven't been able to wear it very much because it already turned cold.
I know.
But it was a nicer day here in Maine today, so.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Yeah. So that's one of my finished objects. Mm-hmm. You also have other finished
objects. Yeah, I do. This is my Rhinebeck Infinity Doodle Cowl. So very snuggly. I finished it, you know, with minutes to spare before I wore it to Rhinebeck. This is, it's actually called the Rhinebeck Doodle Cowl, mm-hmm. By Pacific Knit Company.
Yeah.
In Quince and Company, Chickadee? Yes, Chickadee.
It was a test knit, right?
Yes, I was one of the test knitters, mm-hmm. so I had it out, and then she released it, like, on Rhinebeck weekend, so. Mm-hmm. But I'm now obsessed with doodle cowls and all sorts of color work, so mm-hmm. let me hold it up a little bit for you. It's all these little doodles, basically, of yarn, all representing things that are Rhinebeck-like. So we have sheep, and we have, those are scarves.
Yeah.
My trees, this is the one, the trees here underneath the sheep, is the one where I didn't follow my own rule about, I took a picture of all the yarns mm-hmm. I picked. And then I was always trying to pick contrast colors that when I turned it black and white still looked like different colors.
Yeah.
And this one, it was yellow and green. And they didn't contrast well in the black and white picture. But I'm like, it's yellow and green. They look so different.
Yeah.
When you hold the balls next to each other. But you can almost not see those trees unless you look at it really close.
But they're still pretty. Yes. I still like that.
And but the brown, like, trunks really mm-hmm. pop. So yeah. that's just sort of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Those are yarn skeins and sweaters. And I just had so much fun with this.
Sweaters are so funny.
Yeah. Leaves, hats, coffee mugs, music notes. So, yeah, llamas. It was a blast. I've also got her ocean cowl pattern upstairs waiting to be cast on. So I'm just in love with color work. It's so much fun. It's so, like, instantly rewarding.
Yeah.
Once you get the hang of it. So that's one of my finished objects.
That's great. I have a finished object. So I got to say, by the way, the Alice tea, I started it.
You did right that after, fast.
Yeah, because I bought it at this year's retreat.
Mine was from last year's retreat.
So I was like, that's actually pretty fast for me. So it was like, what, June to
October
or something. Yeah. This
or
one,
November. It's November now, right?
Yeah, but I finished it in October. Okay. It's been finished for weeks. So this one, this though, oh my goodness, like, I love it. This is, there's no way to get this all on the camera. So just bear with me. I'm going to wrap it around myself. But this is the Recursive Cowl by Bristol Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is fully 11 feet of of scarf. So I don't feel guilty that it's taken me over a year to finish this.
It's taken me that long to start it. I haven't even started mine yet, so.
I'm going to skip Knitastrophes this week. This month, but I will tell you, I did have a few Knitastrophes.
It was on the Knitastrophes last month.
It was.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got to this part, though. This is the very last thing.
Yeah, we talked about that.
But I hadn't finished it. I must have been so close to finishing it if I talked about it, because this is the very last
row. Maybe not. Maybe you just talked to me about it.
So I ran out of color. What I did, dear viewer, is I decided I was going to make the small or the medium, and it's in four colors with one contrast color. And it's built from triangles. So you make triangle in color 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you start again. Your fifth triangle is color 1, 2. And then you can stop. I couldn't do it. I had to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Because that's not the way my brain works. So I ended up making the large one.
Yeah.
And then I ran out of yarn. So mine's a little unique because the pink at the edge, the contrast color at the edge, first of all, it's not supposed to be contrast, and I even ran out of that and had to...
It's unique. It's not a mistake.
If you look very carefully, it's actually a different color yarn, but it's the same yarn brand.
Nobody's going to be looking at it.
Nobody's
going to
know. Like, how bad is it that I organize my yarn stash? And I'm like, that's okay. I have more yarn of that brand in almost exactly the right color. It's just a little bit thicker, so I unplied it.
That was nuts. It would have worked fine without unplying it. But
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Bristol. I love it. It's a great pattern. And people ask me about it all the time. And yeah, it's amazing. So, I mean, look.
I need to start mine.
Yeah. Let me go stand.
Okay.
Let me look. You can wear it 70 million different ways.
Yes. Awesome. We have a good picture of it, like all spread out when we were at Rising Tide at Knit Night.
Yes.
And we were like far apart, you know.
Yes.
Stretching it apart.
It's literally 11 feet of sweater. It's insane. I mean, of scarf.
Yes.
But do you have anything else for finished outfits?
I do, but I don't have it here because it's in the shop. It is the...
It broke down?
No. The Sweetheart Raglan dress. I think I've showed pictures of it a few times.
Yeah.
But that's in West Yorkshire Spinners.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? Bo Peep.
Yes.
And it's amazing. It was a quick little knit, and it's adorable. So if you're looking for a cute little baby dress, I recommend it. It was super easy.
Yeah.
A little odd construction where I knit it flat and then seamed up the side, but that was super easy, and it just made it, I don't know, people are afraid of circular knitting for any reason. It's a good a good option for them.
Yeah. Very
so,
cool.
Yeah, that's all my finished objects, but a whole lot more than we had last month.
Yeah.
So...
pounds and pounds of knitting.
Yeah.
All right. But what are you working on right now?
Right now, I am working on the open bar shawl, I guess. Nice. So this is Callie Monster Knits designed this one. Mm-hmm. And I think we've talked about this on an audio version. This is the first one on video, I think, where I'm showing it to you. But I've been working on it kind of on and off. But this has been the... kind of the only thing I've been working on since I finished those, as far as knitting goes, as far as I did a little swatching, which I'll talk about later, but this is in Emma's Yarn Super Silky, so it's the fingering weight. I've got these three colors, which I'm not going to remember the names of right now, but they're very like Barbie-esque. Yes, it is on Ravelry. And yeah, it's the open bar. We have kits with different colors made up that look really pretty together if you're afraid of picking three colors, but it's a lot of fun. It's like these three different stitch patterns, and I think we're just gonna keep repeating them in different combos till it's it's done. But
very nice.
I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one for video.
Yeah, it's very bright and happy, even though right now like the world is more these colors, but I'm still doing summer colors. And it matches my stitch stoppers. So here's the stitch stoppers. They go on the ends of your needles. Go up to the camera a little here. And I don't know, how's that look? Is that showing?
Yes, it is.
There are so many little different designs we have in the shop. These are from Fox and Pine. But yeah, these are my little flamingos. Do you have any on you?
Yeah.
But that's okay. They're so much fun. Remember the first night we got them?
Yeah.
And I gave you one at...
we were playing around with them.
At dinner. And then we started like having a little show with them, you know, making them talk.
The
puppets. And, yeah. So, yeah, so you can be silly with them. They will also protect your needles from popping, your stitches from popping off the needles, which is wonderful when you shove it in your bag. Yeah. This one is living in my main yarn cruise bag, though, because this is the perfect size bag. I love it.
Yep.
This year we did, Chuck actually picked out the size bag that you're using it too.
Yes, I am.
If you missed this year's Yarn Cruise and still want one of these bags, or if you got one and you want three more because it's the perfect size for every project, we still have them, and they're at a discounted price because it doesn't come with the passport anymore because the Yarn Cruise is over. But these are in the shop available at a discounted price, and they're just perfect. They're just like... you just slip one on your wrist and you head out the door, and then you always have your knitting with you.
Yep.
And you could just even toss your wallet in there too, and that's all you need.
And even it's a small size, but I have a sweater that I'm working on in here.
Yeah.
So it's a great size.
It's very small, but it's also holds a lot.
Yep.
And it's got that cute little handle that fits right on your wrist. So yeah, if you need one, grab them before they're gone, because we're not printing more, but there are a few left because we overestimated how many we'd need. Because last year I think we were running out. So it's a hard game to figure that out. But yeah, you can grab those.
Great.
And what are you working on?
So right now, I'll tell you what I'm working on right now, which is not necessarily in the order. I need to switch to my end of year Christmas giving. So I am working on the first set of, I decided to do mittens again. It's been a couple of years at least since I did mittens, so you can tell I'm working on one. But like you said, I'm kind of amusing myself with color work at least to break up the monotony of making probably 15 pairs of mittens. But these are the first ones, so.
Those are great colors too.
Thanks. So yeah, those are on the needles. There will be a lot of those coming in the future, hopefully. All right, what else are you working on?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I don't know. I'll tell you what else I'm working on later, but it's not an official knitting project yet.
Sorry.
But, yeah. Julie's had this cough since Rhinebeck. I don't know if you're allergic to sheep or what, but...
I'm allergic to Rhinebeck, maybe?
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not, too.
Because that was a lot of fun, despite the rain.
Yeah, it was. It was totally worth it, but I have been sick for a month. I am also working on, look.
That looks very familiar.
You haven't seen how far along I am. Look.
It looks just like mine.
I'm working on my Mabel.
Yay.
Did you make your Mabel in this color?
I did. Wolf Oak left.
God, we're going to have a real problem.
Is it the Mabel? Maybe I made a different one in that color.
The other one. I thought you made the other one in that color.
Yeah, what did I
make? You made the Mabel in like that turquoisey.
Oh,
blue.
Yeah.
Which made is it in a heavier sweat.
Yeah, so it's very heavy. I haven't gotten it out yet. I made one cocoa knits in that.
Yeah. But it goes so fast. Yeah. It's crazy. I'm not sure, though. I might have to put it aside, but I have a big
I made
trip
the V-neck
up.
Version.
Yeah.
And that's the scoop neck there. Yeah. It'll be totally different. Yes, everyone will be able to tell us apart.
It'll be fine. Yeah, nobody will get us confused. But yeah, I've been working on that quite a bit. But yeah, I think I need to put it aside to work on the mitten train. So
Mitten Train, there you go. It's a good name for it.
Good name for a podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or, you know, we need a title.
Who knows? Yeah. I think that's it. Oh, yeah, and then I've got socks on there. Again, though, I think I need to put the socks aside and pick up the mittens.
Yeah. I should put my new sock toy down.
Yeah, oh my God. You going to talk about that?
Sure. I didn't write it down, but I can.
Yeah.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Okay. Knitwit Yarn Shop is Maine's premier yarn destination. We're located at 34 Danforth Street in Portland, Maine, just steps away from the working waterfront. Knitwit has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. We carry the big national brands as well as the latest indie dyed yarns. Plus, we are the original flagship store for Maine's own Quince and Company. If you can't make it in, you can shop our full inventory at knitwitportland.com and also follow us on Instagram at knitwityarnshop or Facebook at Maine Knitwit. But make sure you stop by to say hello on your next Maine vacation.
All right. So what are we going to work on next?
You start.
Me? Okay. Yeah. Well, I just did a stitch wrong, so I need to back up.
Oh, sorry. Well, then
it's okay.
Start.
No, I'm good. I fixed it. What do I want to work on? So I've been spinning. So this is one of the things. I've got at Rhinebeck two fleeces I bought. Mm-hmm. And I've never bought a fleece before, like a whole from beginning to end fleece. So I'm super excited. Wow. And I've been going to town on that. And maybe that's why I've only been knitting on one project. So the first fleece I processed, I washed it all. And I'm working on putting it through my new drum carder, which is over there.
Yeah,
that was one of my Rhinebeck purchases.
Nice.
And so I'm carding it and then I'm spinning it. So once it comes out of the carder, it looks like this big pile of fluff. It's so soft and squishy. And it's still got a bunch of lanolin in it. So my hands have been so soft.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to love. Sorry. So this is after it's been washed and gone through the drum carder a couple times. Mm-hmm. And then, so. One thing about this sheep that I'm working on is it came in three colors, basically. This was a speckled sheep, which I just learned named Phoebe. So Phoebe gave us her fleece.
Yeah.
And
hopefully she still is. Hopefully Phoebe's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And she has a little lamb.
Yeah, okay.
So most of Phoebe was this beautiful chocolate brown color.
Mm-hmm.
Some of Phoebe was this grayer color, and this is finished spinning.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to wash the yarn, so this hasn't been set yet. But yeah. I did spin it and put it up into a skein.
Nice.
So
that's great.
There we go.
It looks like a real skein.
It is a real skein.
it's very nice.
And then some of it is white, or almost white. Like, okay, some of it is white, but it got mixed in with some of the brown and the gray, so it's sort of like a light oatmeal colored.
Mm-hmm.
And that I have probably enough for one skein. I have about 2.5 skeins of this gray, and I'm going to have monster amounts of the chocolate brown.
Mm-hmm.
But the white is over on the spinning wheel. Mm-hmm. It's still in singles. I need to ply it, so I'll get one skein of that. And then with that, I'm going to make a color work sweater using Tin Can Knit's Strange Brew recipe, which is kind of a make your own sweater. There's all kinds of options, top down, bottom up, you know, waist shaping, knot, 25 different sizes, I think she says.
Mm-hmm.
And then like kind of the pattern for how to do any kind of yoke design.
Mm-hmm.
Or color work wherever. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need more time in front of my spinning wheel. But so this is kind of work in progress, but also what I want to knit next. One of the things, it would be the Strange Brew sweater using this yarn once I finish making it.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. How about you? What do you want to work on next?
I still got weaving up there. So at one point, Scott had bought me a loom, and then we hadn't decided which one, and I was going to go and take classes, and then I've been sick for a month.
Yes.
So I got to call them and say, I'm sorry I haven't been there or called or anything. I really do still want to do it. But yes, I want to work on weaving for certain.
Okay.
And then what else do you have?
The other thing I have is getting ready for my Advent kit. So I got this baby. This is Emma's Yarns Advent Kit. Mm. I got the DK weight.
Yeah.
We have one sock weight left in stock. If anyone needs one still, I'm just saying. It's still there. It comes in this amazing like reusable bag.
Yes.
And then it's got these little pouches that are numbered for each day to open.
Yeah.
And somewhere down here. Uh-huh. I hadn't even found this. This is an unbagging Winter Wonderland Love and Leche bar. So,
and leche, of course, is Spanish for
milk.
Very good.
Gracias. So this is, I don't even know what that smelled like. Yeah. It was like,
don't ask me, I've been sick.
Essential oils. It doesn't tell me. What does Winter Wonderland smell like?
A little bit lavendery, I think, but it might be the lavender on your in your kitchen.
Could be. I think it's like mint, like pepperminty.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah, don't ask me. Don't judge.
You can't smell anything right now. It's amazing, and I'm just, my brain's not there right now. But it came also with a QR code to get into Ravelry that has a bunch of different patterns that would work for it. Mm-hmm. And so I got the DK weight one, and I am swatching for, I just used, you recognize this pink?
Yeah.
I had some leftover Emma's DK yarn. Mm-hmm. And then I'm using a Little Fox Vixen held double as my main color.
Which I also love.
This is going to be the Desperate Housewife cardigan by Melanie Berg.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm swatching, and I might have to adjust the pattern a little bit because I think that pattern's written for sport, and this is DK, and I don't know if it's going to come out different or not. I did the swatch, haven't measured it yet, but that's where this stands. This is going to be my main color, and then I'm going to do stripes of whatever colors are in here, so I'm trusting Emma's, which I know is going to be amazing because she has some amazing colors.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So that'll start December 1st.
Very nice.
Yeah.
My backwards advent is that instead of getting stuff for me and opening it every day, I just
you
do
make
the mitten
mittens
thread.
For everybody.
Yeah, so that's the other thing I have on there. Although, spoiler alert, I might want to get into making a rug. I didn't put that on there, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes, we will. I'm going to add a shop talk, though, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please do. And I mean, you are our sponsor, so...
Okay. We just came out with new stitch markers. I want to show them. So these are... I just put one into my project, so it's already in use.
Can you see it on the video?
Yes. That one looks like the state of Maine.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to.
So these are Knitwit Customs. I'll say...
Yeah. Knitwit.
Knitwit. Let's see what else you got.
I should have done my nails for this segment.
So that's a moose. And a lighthouse.
So cute.
And then we have a lobster in here, too.
So cute.
But these are, they come with the rings or with the pins, so you could use them for knitting or crochet or whatever you want pin stuff for. But yeah, those are Knitwit only exclusives made by Katrinkles, and
very nice.
If people want like a souvenir from Knitwit when they come up, that's an option for you.
Or a great stocking stuffer for the misters in your life.
Exactly. So I just wanted to share those because I was pretty stoked that we had those in stock now.
Yeah, those are great.
All right. And what have you been making?
Okay, so I'm going to stay away from the jokes for this.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't believe you.
It's really hard. Oh, God. People, spare me. Okay, so I took a class at Rhinebeck on rug hooking, which I've been meaning to do forever. And I made... There are many mistakes. I just want to call this out.
Don't call that out.
There are many mistakes, though.
It's beautiful.
So I made a Lily the Lamb. Here she is.
So cute.
What's interesting, though, I will tell you, though, I did make mistakes. And
why?
What's interesting is I definitely learned as I was doing it. Because as I got further along, I was like, oh, I could just put all the hooking in a perfect little row if I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just being this random,
randomness.
I know. Yeah, there's something cute about the randomness as well. But it definitely made me want to do some more and make a real rug. Because obviously this is teeny tiny. This is like a nice little decoration or something.
My cats would like it as a rug. They would pull it apart.
No.
Okay. So it is a real rug, though, is what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It was great fun. It was a day, you know, it was like 8 to 4 or whatever it was, 9, 10 to 4, something like that. It was basically your whole day.
I was spinning during that time.
Yeah. And I still didn't finish it. I had to finish it at home, but
you were busy cracking jokes.
Guys, it was so difficult because I now do comedy on the side and I'm pretty sure there's going to be a whole bit about learning how to hook. And that's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But this is...
Julie is now an accomplished hooker.
I am. I am proud.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So
and
there we go.
And you want to learn how to do it on a larger scale.
Yes, I do.
All right. Anyway, I think it is now time for our interview.
It is. With that segment.
Yes.
They're going to be so happy with that segue.
So... We talk about that in the video, too, don't we?
I can't remember.
Or did we talk about it before we started the video?
I think before.
Or maybe that was dinner. I can't remember.
Anyway.
Yes. So, apologies for our lighting. They look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But we were rushing back from dinner and didn't have time to get set up with proper lights. So, we just put a spotlight on and turned on off the other lights.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you wouldn't have seen us at all. Like, we were in my office and it was just not working. Mm-hmm. So apologies for that, but without further ado, here are Emily and Alexa from Tin Can Knits. Okay, so we are super excited tonight to have with us Emily and Alexa from Tin Can Knits. We sell a lot of their patterns in the shop. They're super easy to follow, and they're really gorgeous and I know a lot of people have a lot of people follow your stuff pretty closely and you've gotten quite a name for yourselves. So just curious, if you want to start by introducing yourself, I think that'd be a good place to start.
Yeah, hi, I'm Alexa. I live just outside of Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada.
Okay.
We've been knitting together for 12, going on 13 years now, Emily and I. We started working at a yarn shop, so we always have a near and dear place in our hearts for the LYS. And we met in a knitting class, and we became friends, and we were designing a little bit. And then Emily said we should design a pattern together. And indicative of our entire partnership, I said, no, we should do a whole book. So that was our first book.
Yeah.
9 months of knitting. And we've been working together ever since. And this past couple of years, we started working on our next giant endeavor, which is our new app. Em, do you want to talk a little bit about that and yourself?
Sure, absolutely. One of the things that happened right after Alexa and I met, I decided to move to the UK, and I ended up in Edinburgh, Scotland. And that's where we had our very first book printed, 9 months of knitting. And so Alexa and I have been working at a distance for the last 12 years. And just in August, myself and my husband and our kids moved to Vancouver Island. So now we're on the same time zone, which makes it easy for us to have this sort of conversation.
Yeah, wow.
And also we brought my husband, John, into the business, and he's a developer. And so the three of us are working together to build the Tin Can Knits app, which launched about 6 months ago and has been getting better and better since then. You mentioned that you like our patterns because they're clear and people have an easy time following them. And the app is kind of our next step towards clarity, because you'll know, like, the more sizes we add into a pattern and the more yarn weights we add into the pattern, the more we add, we're trying to add more value for knitters, the more difficult it can be to follow and find that number that applies to you. So in the app, you select your yarn weight, you select your size, and it shows you only what you need. So that's our kind of guiding principle, is how do we show people just what they need? So we're only just getting started, but that's our big goal with the app. And we're hoping, we're prototyping it, the new pattern format, within our app using our patterns. But we do hope that within a year or two, we'll be able to bring other people's patterns in so that you can have the benefit of this format. But I mean, people knit all kinds of different people's patterns. You don't read just one author's books, right? So we're hoping the pattern format can apply more broadly as well.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. And so you're towards the end here of a fundraiser you're doing to fund this this vision you have for the app. You want to tell our listeners a little more about that?
Yeah, so we've started with some of our patterns in the app, but we really want to do more and more things. We have really quite big dreams for the app, a lot of different things we want to add to it, a lot of things we want to make better. And so to do that, we have asked people for their support. So if you go to our website, tincanknits.com, click fundraiser, you can see the different levels to support us. And we've got some juicy rewards as well, if you come on board. And one of the things that we really enjoyed with the fundraiser is you can join our Facebook group to discuss the app. And we really enjoyed hearing everyone's feedback around it, and also the things that knitters are looking for in the app or in a different pattern format. Like, what are the things that knitters find impossible to follow, or what would make their lives easier? Things like that. That's been really great. Did you want to add anything about the fundraiser?
Just wanted to say that it's a fundraiser. We'd love your support. We'd love your feedback. We'd love your engagement on our Facebook group if that's something you're interested in. But you'll see from the fundraiser page that when you support us, you get at minimum 3 pattern credits in the app and mm-hmm. the newly released Silver Bells pattern. Mm-hmm. So we're not asking for something for nothing. We want your support. We want your engagement, but we also have patterns for you. Yeah, so if you're interested, if you like Tin Canids patterns, this might be something you're interested in jumping on right now. And the fundraiser ends at the end of next week on the 24th of November. Mm-hmm. So don't wait, go check it out. And it might be something you want to get involved with.
Yeah.
Great.
I also wanted to ask you ladies, we have been really interested in all the feedback people have. And it's sometimes hard to imagine, well, how can you make patterns better? Like mm-hmm. when you're an expert at knitting or just well experienced, you don't think you have any problems necessarily. You know your way around a pattern. But when it comes down to it, there's a lot of things that can be improved. So mm-hmm. what kind of problems do you find your knitters come up against? Like what things are problematic for you personally or for your knitters?
Well, and here on the podcast, we like to call them knitastrophes.
So, sometimes self-imposed, yes, not the pattern's fault.
Sometimes those might be like my own fault. It might have nothing to do with the pattern, but sometimes it's just, yeah, you know, not paying close enough attention, right? Or so let's think about
I mean, yeah, we enjoy different types of pattern or pattern mm-hmm. writing, you know, yeah, the way we mm-hmm. write or way we find patterns that we appreciate are very yeah. different. Like,
yes,
I don't mind mm-hmm. a 27 page pattern, you know.
I
can't stand it.
I was like, you know, yeah, when I downloaded your Strange Brew like recipe pattern mm-hmm. and that had all kinds of information and all kinds of pages and I was loving it, and I'm like, oh, Julie would hate this.
No,
she well, like the old way, like where paper was scarce and you have to fit it all on one
they
page.
Hadn't invented paper yet.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
I first started knitting.
Yeah.
Well, and also just the way that we knit, right? Like you like to cross off where you are and make the hash marks on yeah. the paper. And I don't like to put my knitting down. I want to keep, like, I'm a sock knitter. I like to keep, anytime I put the knitting down, I feel like it's inefficient. So if I'm going to have to count rows, I'm going to have a little row counter or something. I'm not going to, I don't like it if there's a pattern where I have to mark it down. So I think just keeping in mind that there's different styles, but I love the idea of keeping it nice and simple. I love that because, you know, if I can program in, I'm using fingering weight and I'm doing this size and I'm doing the long sleeve version or, you know, whatever the case may be. And then it only pulls up the necessary information.
Yeah.
My little efficient gene, or the gene that's trying to make me efficient but isn't working, really loves that. So I love that idea. I'm trying to think.
I think with the app too, it's nice because you can be different. You can want more information, less information. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know how to do a make one. I don't need the mm-hmm. instruction in the pattern, so I can just turn that off. But yeah. if you're like, I don't know how to do anything, please explain it all to me. Mm-hmm. Then you can just click a button.
Yep.
Yeah.
The times when I've got myself recently thrown off on a pattern was a pattern, it was a really long one, and it had like row one, row two, and then it had a subheading. And then it said something, and then it said row 3 and row 4. I'm like, wait, are these the row 3 and row 4 that came after the row 1 and row 2 above? Or are we talking about something I was supposed to have done here? So I think that's something I've run into.
Hmm.
Like, I almost wish it was, or, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 all the way through rather than starting again at 1. When it says
go back, you know, row 11 is repeat row 3.
You know,
and row 12 is repeat row 9.
Yeah.
And then row 13 is to repeat row 12, which was yeah. to repeat row 9.
Yes.
And
it's yes.
like, wait,
all the, yeah. the chain yeah. of references. Well,
so, yeah.
Yeah.
Having those.
It's interesting that yeah. you mentioned Strange Brew, because I think Strange Brew, we hit our limit. You know, we wanted to add all these things because we wanted to make it so, so useful. So you could really just grab the yarn you had and make a color work sweater and let people have that tool, because it's really fun in our opinion. And lots of knitters also think it's really fun. So we want us to make that tool, but when you add all of these options, bottom up, top down in the mm-hmm. same pattern, two options, mm-hmm. and the three gauges and the 25 different sizes, mm-hmm. And options for like waist shaping, all of these things we want to give more, but makes it more and more difficult to follow. And experienced yeah. pattern readers and people with a bit of guidance can get through it, like plenty of people do. Mm-hmm. But it really made me think, there's got to be a better way to do this. And you've got a phone, it's like a little computer in your knitting bag. Yeah. There is better ways to do yeah. this. So that's why we decided to make the app.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
That is a good idea.
By the way, we were just at Rhinebeck, and I got to tell you, I saw so many of what I think were the Tin Can Knits sweater with the rainbow yoke. So many. Little kid.
Oh, really? Oh,
I was like, I recognize that sweater. So yeah, I can tell the fashions are greatly loved, not just from Knitwit, but also out in the wild, as it were.
It's always the greatest compliment to see it in the wild.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
You mentioned your new sweater, the mm-hmm. Silver Bells, right? That's a beautiful one. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. It's like the too much sweater. Got everything that you ever wanted and more. It's like the mohair and the single ply held together, so it's like super cozy. It's got a nice fold over collar. It's got lace and bobbles. I did a poll on Instagram about bobbles, and I was shocked. I was like, I knew they were a little controversial, the bobble, but like,
how did the poll come out?
It was heavily towards no bobbles.
Okay.
But the people who liked bobbles like took the time to direct message me about how much they like bobbles. It was the best.
One of those defining opinions.
So it's a lovely sweater. It's very
gotten started knitting one. And I'm really bad at knit alongs. Alexa and I do not do good knit alongs.
Yeah.
We get excited at the start and then we fall off. Mm-hmm. And like
I've got many of those projects
littered
around me.
So we'll see. I'm trying to do it more in public and share it regularly on Insta stories and into Facebook and stuff. So we'll see whether I do any better this time with a bit more peer pressure. Possibly not.
Yep.
But I'm knitting a Silver Bell sweater in Lola Bean yarn, which is just a gorgeous speckle. So I'm really, really pleased with the yarn and excited to see how it comes out. But the lace and bobble pattern comes right down. And by the time you got to the end of the yoke, I was like, no, haven't had enough. So I kept on going. So it goes right onto the sleeves and the body as well.
Nice.
So I think I'm going to put the bobbles, but it's easy enough to just skip the bobbles and it's still a gorgeous lace pattern.
Are they done afterwards or have you not gotten to that point yet?
I haven't gotten there. I'm just finishing the turned neckline. Oh, okay. I'm only just starting.
Yeah, got it.
Very nice.
Plenty of time to fail at this knit along.
So how long have you each been knitting? Like, when did you start knitting? Mm. Not the sweater, just like, when did you learn how to knit?
I learned to knit when I was in high school, so 15, so 25 years, I guess, I've been knitting. Feels like a long time.
And how about you, Emily?
I think I learned to knit from my auntie when I was like 8 or something. Mm-hmm. So also a really long time, but I didn't get into it intensely until I was probably 20. Mm-hmm. So about 20 years.
Yeah. I learned when I was about 7 from my mom, but I kind of picked it up. I'll tell you, it was around 2001. I kind of needed something.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of jumped back into knitting at that point.
Yeah.
You're a younger knitter.
I mean, I learned when I was a kid, but then I kind of got away from it until... Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe 2007 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
When I was done with my actuarial exams, I couldn't do anything during that time when I was studying. But afterwards, I really wanted to get back into my crafty roots, and it's gone crazy from there.
Mm-hmm. <Damn shot. laughs>
Yeah. And now I'm getting into spinning and everything else. So it's like I got my first fleece at Rhinebeck, and I'm using.
Oh, fun.
and I'm kind of a newbie spinner still, even though I've been kind of trying off and on for about 10 years to mm-hmm. do it, but I'm really getting into it with this fleece. So I don't think I can spin, like, it's really hard for me to say, all right, I'm going to spin a worsted weight yarn, right? I'm going to spin the mm-hmm. yarn. And that's what I love about this range brew, is then I can like step mm-hmm. back and be like, all right, I have this yarn. It mm-hmm. came in different colors in the fleece. So I separated them out, and I'm going to have three different colors all from one sheep. And I'm mm-hmm. like, all right, and then we'll see how much I have and what mm-hmm. weight it is. And I'm going to design like a colorful yoke with that pattern. So
oh, sounds amazing.
Can't wait. I will definitely.
I'm a bit of a spinner too. Not really big time. I've spun a few sweater amounts, but I just kind of spin what I spin and then yeah. knit with it after the fact, figure out what gauge I'll work to, and
exactly.
usually come somewhere between error and then DK.
Yeah. That's the great part about understanding like gauge, pattern, yeah. yeah, gauge and pattern construction. Mm-hmm. You can adjust your patterns and mm-hmm. make it what you want it to be with the yarn you made.
Have you checked out the Simple Collection, the Basics Collection that we launched in the spring? Because it's got a sweater called the Simple Sweater. I think that's what you were saying, the one yeah. with the rainbow
yeah.
yoke.
That's yeah. the one, yeah.
So
yeah.
that yeah. one I've knit, I think, three different hand-spun versions.
Okay.
Because wow. it's just so flexible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's knit top-down. It's like a strange brew, only kind of has wedge increases. And it's just the comfiest sort of sweatshirty type design. Mm, it's a funny one.
So many times.
It's like you don't necessarily think it's going to be great until you knit it once. And then you're like, ah, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
yeah. Did you get that feeling, Alexa?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know. I knit so many of them now. Keep going.
Yeah.
So you might want to try it for your hand spun. I recommend that pairing.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Basics Collection is four patterns, including the Simple Sweater pattern.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Available.
Those are a lot of the ones that the people like in my shop, because they'll come in and mm-hmm. be like, you know, I really, mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's in that collection, but oh yeah, the basic beanie, I sold that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But even things like your World's Simplest Mitts, right? That's
It's the yeah. World's Simplest Knits moment in time every yeah. November-ish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there's people coming to the shop. World's Simplest Mittens.
Yeah, like I want to make mittens, but I've never done it before. I need something simple. I'm like, well, how about the World's Simplest Mittens?
Yeah.
Perfect marketing, guys.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, people love that one.
Yeah. Great. So tincanknits.com mm-hmm. is to find yeah. patterns, but also how to support the app developments. And if all goes well, when would you expect the app to launch?
The app is already live.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go onto the Google Play Store or the App yeah. Store and download Great. It right away.
Great.
And it does have the World's Simplest Mittens in it for free.
Yeah.
So a good way to yeah. get the mitten pattern. Mm-hmm. And so what we've done is fundraise so that we can make the big steps forward and bring in some of the more complicated pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It already works,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but there's still a lot more that we can do better.
So yeah. it'll just keep getting better as we.
Nice.
It will.
Just like our knitting.
Yeah.
Stitch at a time.
Yeah.
Just a little
yeah.
bit at a time.
Well, that's great. All
right. Well, great. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with us. And
thanks so much for having us.
Well, yeah, thanks so much for your time. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. It's great to finally meet you. Thanks.
Have a great
Thank
night.
You. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a great interview.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So thanks, ladies.
Thank you. And with that, you have come to the end of another Maine Yarn podcast.
Yes. And as always, you can find the show notes at knitwitportland.com. Just click on Maine Yarn Podcast and you will find show notes and links to all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. So thank you to Knitwit, our sponsor.
Yes, you're welcome. It's always awkward. And thank you to our listeners, because we wouldn't be here without you.
And our viewers now.
That's true.
Yeah. And to Tin Can Knits. But
and
anyway.
All of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy knitting, everyone.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Bye.